Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, happy Thursday, all you beautiful radio listeners. I hope you are having a wonderful start to your afternoon. Let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. What's going on, man?
It's been wild and woolly in here today. Lots of stuff. Lots of goings on.
Wild and woolly?
Yeah.
Is that an expression that people use?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all wild and woolly.
Oh, woolly. Yeah. You're saying like
woolly, like W-O-O-L-Y, woolly mammoth.
Oh, I was thinking like a sheep.
Or sheep, yes. Sheep are also woolly.
All right, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, I've never seen a mammoth, but I understand that they're woolly. Could you make like a mammoth sweater? Didn't they make a big mammoth meatball? Do we have enough?
I think they went back and found some old DNA and tried to make some woolly mammoth meat.
If you were to make like woolly mammoth sweaters, would that do well? They look to be like long hair.
I bet it would.
I'll bet you can make some money on that.
Yeah.
Let's start making the counterfeit ones. America doesn't seem to care about that. Wasn't there the guy making t-shirts?
It's made in China.
And then he was slapping Made in America labels over the Made in China label.
Right.
Yeah. I think we can get away with that.
We'll get to more politics later.
How are you? Hey, now. You're very nervous today.
Hey, it's not my joke. It's yours.
You're supposed to be my advisor. You're supposed to have my back on this.
I'm trying.
Listen,
it's okay. Right. Listen, I won't leave you out there completely bare skinned. So we'll be okay. We're in this together. You'll have a
sweater for me. Can I just say that is how you're supposed to beat the Rockies?
Yes.
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. Last night was exactly what I expected from all three games of this series. Now you're gonna have a hangover because the Mariners were celebrating all night. They celebrated on Tuesday. They clinched a playoff spot. They said they went about 60%. Last night, they win the division. Tonight, they have a chance to clinch a postseason bye. So each game in this Rockies series means something. There is still a mathematic possibility of catching the Blue Jays, but both the Blue Jays and the Yankees,
they're tied,
and they both have the tiebreaker over the Mariners. So we don't need to get into that, but can we just talk about what was happening last night?
Might as well go win the whole f-ing thing.
Amen to that. His dad kind of defended him. He says, like, okay, listen, you're using profanity, but it seems appropriate.
It's from a movie. It's a movie quote. I'm not yelling at you. Yelling at Raleigh Sr.
No, he interviewed Todd Raleigh.
Sure.
They interviewed him, and he was like, you know, normally I would say, but it seemed to fit the occasion.
Yes.
So this is Cal Raleigh fitting the moment. Do you happen to have the MVP chance from last night? Because this is a moment. Earlier this season, my brother and sister-in-law went to a game, and she has a video of her watching it, and they're doing the MVP chants, and he hits a home run. But it was not the magnitude of the home run that we saw last night, which was, of course, the lesser of his two. But if you have it, please.
Fly ball to right field! Number 60! A catcher has hit 60 home runs!
He passed Johnny Bench.
Mm-hmm.
He passed
a while ago.
Salvador Perez.
A while ago.
He passed Mickey Mantle.
Mm-hmm.
He passed Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes.
He is now tied with Babe friggin' Ruth.
Yeah. What? Only catcher ever with 60.
Well, only catcher ever with 49.
Only switch hitter ever with 60.
Only switch hitter with 55.
But still, Aaron Judge should still be MVP.
That's exactly what. Well, but again, these things do have magnitude to them. That is a home run, two home runs in a game that secured you the fourth division title the Mariners have ever won. The Mariners.
And the first since when?
2001.
That's right.
The cluster of Mariners achievements are all concentrated to a single six season stretch between 1995 and 2001.
Yeah.
They win the division in 95, 97, and 2001. You thought that you were on a trajectory where, hey, the Mariners are good now.
Yeah.
They were not.
No.
You wasted an entire career of Felix Hernandez in the 2000s.
No, let's not talk about that.
What just did.
Jeez.
The next time they even make the playoffs, I've got a list here of major league teams. Who do you think has the fewest division titles?
Oh.
It's the Mariners. It's well, okay. not. I'm well, not making
things different.
Are we talking
like legacy different. Teams or are they, we going with, I mean, God, because even fewer than the Diamondbacks and the Rays.
They have just tied the Rays for division titles. The Rays won in 2008, 2010, 2020, and 2021. The Braves have 23 division titles. That mm-hmm. is the most in baseball. Who did you ask about? The Rockies?
Yeah, Rockies, Rays. Marlins, Diamondbacks.
Is it possible that they don't have any and then I'm completely wrong here? Why
they have
am I not
to have some because they've all appeared. I mean,
they've all been to
I guess
a
they don't
World
have
Series.
Because they've all been in World Series. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe.
That's why I was asking like legacy teams versus
yeah,
newer
so,
ones.
So the Mariners up until today, three division titles, four mm-hmm. for the Rays, five for the Nationals, five for the Padres. Diamondbacks have five. The team I'm not seeing on here is the Rockies. Did they go to a World Series without making it?
I mean, it could be.
So maybe I'm okay. So I'm not seeing the Rockies on here, but still out of teams that have won a division.
Yeah,
I don't know
but
why
they've only
didn't.
Been around since the 90s.
Very true. Very true. So now you, but either way, you have your fourth division title. You've been around since 1977.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big long stretch going into 95. That's why that was such a big deal. They
yes.
had been inept until that point. They are only going to the playoffs for the sixth time. Do I have that correct? Let me make sure.
That I'm not sure.
The Seattle Mariners are going to the playoffs for their sixth time in franchise history. The Marlins have been four times. The Rockies have been five times.
Again, and they came around in the 90s.
Both of those teams. The Marlins have been to the playoffs four times and have two World Series championships. So even with that, the Montreal Expos / Washington Nationals have been six times. The Diamondbacks have been seven. So the Mariners do not have this illustrious history. But this is the team. This is the young guys that made it when they weren't supposed to be there a couple years ago. This mm-hmm. is the team that fell short in the last couple years after finally breaking through in Julio Rodriguez's Rookie of the Year season, in Cal's first full season there. They've put these pieces around them. And last night was just a butt whooping on the worst team in baseball. Exactly what you're supposed to do. Just a parade of home runs. You get one from Suarez, Rodriguez. You get one from Polanco. You get two from Cal Raleigh, yeah. And they just kept adding on.
You get a home run, and you get a home run.
Well, and it you know, it's not just piling on a bad team. This is let's go win the whole effing thing. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It is. We are witnessing absolute history. And this, for me, dwarfs everything else that is going on in sports. And I know that I'm the only Mariners fan on here. But this is,
well, no,
I
think just, Mariners fans are being created here.
Well, I would hope so.
Over the last, you know, month or so, or a few weeks anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I was listening to a lot of the pregame stuff yesterday, and I like Ryan Roland Smith, the Aussie that's mm-hmm. on the broadcast.
Yes.
First of all, he's Australian. Second of all, devastatingly handsome.
Yeah.
And third,
that's what we've got in common.
Absolutely. Yes. And just the kind of perspective, because he played for some bad Mariners teams, played for some good Mariners teams. Mm-hmm. And so you just have somebody that's on there. And one of the things that he was saying is, if you're going to have a slump at the end of August, is the best time to do it. Everybody is absolutely exhausted. You go on these big, long road trips where you are playing in heat and humidity, and you're playing outdoors in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Ugh. It is just an absolute slog. And mm-hmm. everybody, especially with the Mariners, who travel more miles than any team in baseball by a lot, it just gets really, really difficult. And there feels like there has been a switch that has flipped. And they've got it rolling, and it is everybody contributing, and it is fantastic. So that was awesome. It was epic. I could not be more excited for the next series. Again, I keep looking at that price tag on that Saturday night game, and I'm like, maybe I'll do two. Maybe I'll do two. I have not decided yet. But before we do anything else in this show, we need to get to In Case You Missed It. All right, by the way,
Saturday night, tickets as low as $126.
I know, they're going down.
ESPN.
It's $151 yesterday. Well, that might be without the fees, but we'll see. We'll see. Still cheaper to get in. I saw $85 to get into Huskies Buckeyes, which is a game I think we're definitely going to. In case you missed it, the fan who caught Cal Raleigh's 60th home run ball performed a very classy act by immediately taking the valuable piece of baseball history and hand it to a young fan nearby. Too bad the kid lost the ball when he got home and was hit with a sneak attack from Philly's Karen. Jumped right out of the bushes.
Gotcha.
Philly's Karen. Mariners caring. Former NFL MVP and Seahawks legend Sean Alexander and his wife Valerie announced that they are expecting their 14th child. 14 kids, and we say Sean Alexander. Let's give some credit to Valerie. I think we need to start talking about putting her in the Seahawks Ring of Honor. Am I right? Am I right?
Right.
Right. Somewhere tonight, Philip Rivers is jumping on his wife in a hot, sweaty act of passion, going, "We can't let this guy beat us.
How do we get so far behind? We've only got 10. Can you imagine living in a household with an entire classroom?
Well, here's my thought on it is, if you have Philip Rivers money, I know he made a lot more than Sean Alexander. I feel like Sean Alexander's probably doing okay. Have as many kids as you
can. He's doing fine, yeah.
Yeah. Don't have 14 kids when you can't afford it. And as far as I know, it's 14 kids with Sean and Valerie.
Right.
And it's Philip Rivers and Molly Rivers or
this
whatever.
This is not an Antonio Cromartie situation.
Yeah. So, you know what? Hey, have all the kids you want. You got the money. You probably have a lifestyle that affords you to be home a fair amount. So, go nuts. In hockey news.
I think they already did go nuts.
Hey-o. give yourself something. A little something. In hockey news, Dallas Stars captain Jamie Benn is sidelined at least 4 weeks after undergoing surgery for a collapsed lung sustained in a preseason game. I'm sorry, did you say 4 weeks for a collapsed lung? Didn't Kawhi Leonard miss 3 months for a hangnail last year? No surprising that a Canadian hockey player looks tough next to a Californian. In an unrelated story, an aggressive food-seeking squirrel in San Rafael area of San Francisco Bay has attacked multiple residents, sending two to the hospital. If that happened in Canada, like, you would be like just extradited, right? Wouldn't you?
But I would think so. Yeah.
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 All right. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of hockey, though, too, I saw the other day. You know how Rick Moranis is coming back for Spaceballs 2?
Yes.
They are also doing a Strange Brew sequel.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic! What's the guy's name?
Rick Moranis, and then Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. I was going to say Rob Thomas, but that's Matchbox 20.
Dave Thomas. The original Dave Thomas, not the Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
I think they're probably close to the same age.
Well, I think the Wendy's Dave Thomas is probably older. But
do you know that Dave Thomas from Wendy's also a Kentucky Colonel?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he got his ABA. Well, he got his fast. Kentucky colonels are it's a designation that you bestowed upon great Kentuckians, Kentuckyites.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So Colonel Sanders was given the moniker. One of his Admirals, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
One of the guys that helped get
gotcha.
KFC franchised and out there was Dave Thomas of Wendy's. And then he branched off his own, named a burger joint after his daughter. And that's how Wendy's was born.
So the Kentucky version of being knighted, I guess.
There you go. That is exactly the equivalent. A strange incident occurred when an Oklahoma fan went undercover to a hospital to gift quarterback John Mateer's orthopedic surgeon an Oklahoma pennant. Say what you want about how poorly college football is run, how unbalanced it is, how money drives everything. At least you can never take away the fact that their fans are completely deranged. I mean, just,
yeah, that's a lot.
What a weird sport. All of the things. Could
you imagine? Into a hospital.
Here's an Oklahoma pennant. Thanks for fixing his arm. Yeah, right. Or ankle or whatever it was. I don't even know.
Throwing hand.
Throwing hand. Thank you for fixing his throwing hand.
Which, by the way,
he
played like three quarters with a broken throwing hand.
Well, he is not a Californian. Or is he? I don't know.
No idea.
All right. Ahead of the Ryder Cup, a traditionally hostile environment, Rory McIlroy surprised many by publicly stating that the United States is the greatest country in the world. Then he put on a MAGA hat and got into a public spat with an escalator. Go, Rory. Am I right? You're the worst. I got your back. You just want to separate yourself from that joke as far as you possibly can.
Oh, look,
can.
If anybody on here listening follows my social media, they know exactly where I stand.
The Daily Buzz is next on Happy Hour. It's 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Oh, hey now.
Mariners catcher, slugger, MVP candidate Cal Raleigh hits number 59 and 60 last night. The Rockies are dispatched easily by the Mariners. Just a parade of home runs. They clinch the division. They play one more tonight, the final game before hosting the Dodgers this weekend. The Mariners will throw Emerson Hancock. We reported this yesterday, in case you missed it, but Brian Wu, his pec is fine. He's going to skip his spot in the rotation to rest
My
and get ready for the playoffs.
Fine.
You know what?
In case
Thank
you were curious.
I mean, they look fine.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
But Emerson Hancock will go head-to-head with Bradley Blaylock, who is another 9.16 ERA for the Colorado Rockies. So this hopefully will be the day that the Mariners settle the race for a bye in the first round.
Yeah, and with Hancock starting, it sounds like it's going to be a bullpen day. Game. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, Hancock came in, and if he's throwing well, there's no reason to switch it out and give everybody the rest that you need. Who knows what you're playing for against the Dodgers? Who knows what they're playing for? But hopefully, this final stretch will just be a celebration of this Mariners team that has done some things that we've absolutely never seen before.
The Buzz.
Oh,
yeah. You okay?
No, that hurt a little bit.
The The Thursday night football game tonight, it is the Seahawks at the Cardinals. You've got two teams that sit at 2-1. They are behind the 49ers in the division, so this game's fairly critical. Injury report for the Seahawks, Julian Love and Devin Witherspoon are both reported to be healthy and available for the Seahawks tonight. The Seahawks team has been led by their defensive line. I don't think there's any question about that. Sam Darnold has played well. He's got new weapons and Torrey Horton, and you are seeing Jaxon Smith-Njigba turn into a superstar. Should be a fun game to watch. The Cardinals started off hot, but the Cardinals, still a weird team. Still a weird team.
They're just always weird.
Well, listen, week one against the 49ers, the Seahawks lose, and one of the biggest reasons for that, Brock Purdy before his toe was turfed, was getting out of the pocket and making plays with his feet and with his arm, and that's something that Kyler Murray can do well. So if there's anything that you should be concerned about with this team is kind of what they do. But when you've got quarterbacks that can't move out of the pocket, look at Spencer Rattler and what happened to him last week, and Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't move like he once did, they've been getting home with pressure. So we'll see what happens in the game tonight.
Seahawks, by the way, 1.5-point road favorites.
Feels good. Oh, there's a lot of positivity around the Seahawks.
A lot of people are saying.
People like what they're doing. so you've got that going. The Buzz. Kyle Schwarber has set a major league record. He has 23 home runs hit by a left-handed batter off of left-handed pitching. So Kyle Schwarber has joined the 50 home run club just a couple weeks ago, but he is continuing to absolutely mash. It's wild to see guys that, you know, are not necessarily on the rise as far as how young they are, but hitting more home runs than they ever have. So NL MVP candidate as well. The Buzz. Blue Jays lost last night on a very rare 9-3 putout. Do you know what that means?
Is that the pitcher?
Alejandro Kirk was thrown out at first base by the right fielder.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, yeah. That's right. It goes 7-8-9 out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. One more baseball one for
the pitcher's one.
That is right? Correct. Yep, 1-2.
Okay.
3-4-5. Yep. And it goes 3 is your first baseman for a second base. 5 is third base.
There
shortstop is 6-7-8-9 in the outfield.
There we go.
Great radio.
What? My apologies. Well, that's my fault.
One more for the road. I've got something that might not be great sports radio, but it's something that you asked about a couple weeks ago, and I found an answer to it, and it's nerdy sports stuff.
Oh.
But I found it very interesting, so we will have that in your one more for the road.
Color me tickled.
All right. Well, do I have to? Is that something?
It's just a request. You don't have to.
All right. The Buzz. Paul Skeens, right-handed pitcher for the Pirates, first pitcher since 2022 to finish his season with an ERA below 2. Wow. 1.97 ERA, the Major League Baseball's best. Paul Skeens, Pittsburgh, if you're not going to put a team around him, please trade him. Preferably to the Mariners. We'll give you a couple guys.
There we go.
We'll give you a couple guys.
And we'll send you back Felix Hernandez.
We'll give you Emerson Hancock. The Buzz. Brandon Ayuk. John Lynch was talking about his wide receiver. Ayuk is trying to recover from an ACL from last season. Not close. The original estimates that we'd be back somewhere around week 6, week 7. Sounds like that recovery is not going well. This is a team that has lost their quarterback, their tight end. They are obviously very injury prone, but not getting somebody back is not looking great for the 49ers.
Ayuk sounds like something you would scream out when you tear your ACL.
Okay, that's what you did there.
Oh, Ayuk!
Yeah. I got it. Do you want to try one more time?
I'm going to lay it on thick for you, in case you didn't get it the first time. Go. Oh, Ayuk!
I don't know what that sounds like. Give it to me one more time. It doesn't sound like you tore your ACL, but...
Oh, well, okay, different spot?
Yeah, yeah. Give it to me one more time.
Oh, Ayuk!
Yeah, I think you're recovering from the groin shot there. The Buzz! Justin Fields returned to practice. Explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback returns to practice after suffering a concussion, and he will start if he's cleared by an independent neurologist in the protocol.
Yeah, so that tells me he's just doing some light work.
Yeah.
You know, no pads. He's out there. He's doing some jogging.
Not really practicing.
Doing some, probably not even jogging, but a little light yogging. You know, to soft J.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe that works. Finally, we'll wrap it up with this. This is just funny.
The Buzz.
ESPN analyst Jeff Saturday is taking shots at Drew Brees already on GetUp. Drew Brees criticized the Eagles' offense as boring, and immediately Jeff Saturday came back with the check down Charlie comments. We talked about this yesterday. Drew Brees is back in the media, which I think we're all excited about.
Yeah. Well,
immediately taking shots from somebody else. Drew Brees was not very good when he was on Sunday Night Football, and he kind of had a
little... To be fair, has anybody really been that good on Sunday Night Football?
I mean, I don't mind Rodney Harrison.
I mean, and we can get Jack Collinsworth right the hell out of there.
Well, that's Nepo baby activity there. And Chris Collinsworth is, whatever you think of him, I think he has a good energy.
Yeah,
he's got his little picadillos that everybody...
Yeah.
You're not going to love everybody, but I think Collinsworth at least brings the right amount of energy. Tirico's great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tirico is fantastic.
And to be fair, nobody is ever universally loved in spots like that. So, you know.
I would agree with that. But Drew Brees did not... He was not Jason Witten. He's got a little work to do. Yeah. All right. With that, we walk over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello!
It's Thursday on the Fan Happy Hour. This is Take Your Pick, where you're invited to join the game.
Okie dokie.
Overthink, underthink, or don't think at all. Let's go.
Let's go.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
All right, we're trying to get the link for the Take Your Pick up on the Fan Facebook page, but we've been struggling with it. I don't know how to use social media, so it's not something that I am doing. Mm-hmm. We put that in charge of Jake.
Yeah, I'm not privy to the station. Yeah. Well, at least, I mean, I kind of am, but not really.
He said he's still working on it, but he, for right now, has it up on Instagram. So that is what we've got, what going on. And then for anybody wondering who our winner is, if you're just joining the show for the first time this week, it is my nephew, 11-year-old Brandoni. He is busy being in the sixth grade right now, so he couldn't come in. But he was very excited about winning, so I had him swing by yesterday. We brought the remote broadcast equipment.
There we go.
Did a little recording with him. He was super pumped.
I bet.
And then he put on the headset and turned into an 11-year-old. So you'll hear some sound. We've got it. Jeff Russ, what are we picking first?
We are going to start with the Monday Night Football twin bill. Do not call it a doubleheader because it is not.
It is not. It is not. They're playing simultaneously almost.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it's a little over.
That drives me nuts when people call that a doubleheader. It's not a doubleheader.
Yeah. Doubleheader is one, then the other.
Thank you.
Okay.
See, you get this. You get this.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There we go. 4:15, Monday, September 29th, 2025, in case you're confused about what year it is. it's on ESPN, the 0-3 New York Jets and the 0-3 Miami Dolphins.
Let's check in with my nephew, Brandoni.
I'll choose Dolphins because my grandma likes the Dolphins.
Hey, smart pick, man. Go with grandma.
Always
you know
go with Grams.
They're the home team, and it is my mom. Always liked Dan Marino's butt. So let's go.
And his isotoners.
That's how she picked it. I'm not joking. You might think I'm fabricating things. That is a true story. So I'm not going to go against grandma. I'm not going to go against nephew. Let's stick with it. Who you got?
Was she a Brett Favre fan too? Because Wrangler butts drive me nuts.
Nope. No. It's still Dan Marino.
Gotcha.
If Dan Marino were to show up at Camas, Washington, she'd be smitten.
I'm going to go with the Jets here, because not that I have that much faith in the Jets, because I have that little faith in the Dolphins.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's a pretty good pick, too.
Yeah, right? Right. Next up, the second half of the Twin Bill 5:15 kick on Monday, September 29th, 2025. The Bengals, this one's on ABC, the Bengals at the Broncos. Bengals 2-1, Broncos are 1-2.
You got some backup quarterbacks playing in this one. Brandon, what do you think?
The Broncos. I don't know why.
Cincinnati.
That probably encapsulates the feeling of most people picking these games. I don't know why.
I am 100% with you, buddy. Neither do I. You got 13 games right last week. I got 7. So listen to him more than you listen to me. He might not sound as confident as he is, but I love this kid. And I don't know. I'm like, cool. Works for me. Cincinnati on Monday night, 5-20 all time on the road, but they have won their last 2.
Ooh.
They looked terrible last
week. Trending in the right direction.
Denver has not looked good all year. You know what? I'm going to go against the kid, and I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm probably going to be wrong, though.
I'm going to go with the kid, and I'm going to take the Broncos.
Because
Jake Browning, and I feel like the Broncos, they're just due.
All right. You love Sean Payton.
Bo Nix is due.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. What's next?
So, Sunday evening, it's the 2-1 Packers at the Dallas Cowboys, who are 1-2. That, of course, is a 5:20 kick on NBC.
You and I have already talked about that this week. Let's just get Brandon's thought on it, and we'll move on.
Between the Packers and Cowboys, I'll choose the Packers, because my old principal liked the Packers.
Can't argue with it, man. The kid's got logic. What's next?
After the let's see here. Sunday afternoon, 1:25 kick. The 1-2 Ravens at the 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody's going to walk out of here at 1-3, unless, of course, they kiss their sisters and everybody walks out at 1-2-1.
All right, let's see if we can get some insight from the youth.
Between the Ravens and Chiefs, I'll take the Chiefs. I don't know why.
I know why you're taking the Chiefs. All they do is win. Man, this feels like a desperation game for both teams. The Ravens have a Chiefs problem, and I just until they get over it, I can't do it. I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm right there with you. I will take the Chiefs as well, and because I think it's not even so much that the Ravens have a Chiefs problem. I'm still just not convinced that the Chiefs are cooked.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll see what happens. Yeah,
We'll see what happens. Next up, another 1:25 kick on Sunday afternoon. The 1-2 Bears at the 1-2 Las Vegas Raiders.
Bears and Raiders. I'll take the Bears because I like Chicago.
Dig it. It's a cool city. He just went. Had his first Chicago dog. Can't argue with that.
Nice.
The kid, I'll go with him. Confidence. I like your confidence.
Look, see, here's the thing is that the Bears, their first two games, they were so poor that their opposing quarterbacks the first 2 weeks were named the NFC Offensive Players of the Week.
You're confident in Geno Smith to be the AFC Player of the Week?
And then last week they rebounded and Caleb Williams was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Maybe Pete figures out how to get Ashton Gentry going, and I don't know. This is a... I don't know. I'm going to go with the Raiders, though.
Do it. All right. Let's move on to Jaguars and Niners. This clip, I've already listened to it a couple times. What I need you to do is realize that both my nephew, myself, and my sister, all Seahawks fans, she was sitting there being very polite. But just listen and see if you can hear her from off microphone after he picks this game. This is 105 Jaguars at Niners.
Between the Jaguars and 49ers, take the 49ers.
What? Because?
Because I don't know.
What? 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 You did what? I'm going to go with Jaguars. Let's see a bounce back game. Liam Cohen, let's get something going down there. I'm going to go with your team, the Yacht Rock of the NFL.
I, too, am going with my Yacht Rock of the NFL and Touchdown Jesus and Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, it's time. They're going to get things going.
All right. The 105 doubleheader concludes. No. the game at 105, man, is the undefeated Colts at the 2-1 Rams. I don't know. Give me some advice, Brandon.
I'll take the Rams.
Daniel Jones. Okay. I need to give you this stat because this is absolutely insane. The Colts have scored on 77% of their offensive drives so far this season, by far leading the NFL. The average, 40%. The league as a whole is scoring on 40% of the drives. The Colts are scoring on 77%, and the average includes the Colts pulling it up. They've been absolutely ridiculous, man. Shane Steichen is supposed to be this football genius. He's just been looking for a quarterback, and I think that might be the answer. I'm gonna take the Colts.
I too am taking the Colts because I believe in this last game they punted for the first time in their three games, and they have, and I think that was still the only time that they have punted. So the 22 of 23 drives or something, and so yeah, I am gonna go with
Daniel Jones.
And the Colts.
All right, let's go ahead to Eagles Buccaneers, a 3-0 matchup. These two teams don't look great all game, but they look great at the end of the game.
I'll take the Eagles because I like birds.
Just the insight that this kid is bringing to this show just makes me feel smarter. Again, he got 13 correct. I got 7 correct last week. That's why he is on the airwaves right now. Little magic in Baker Mayfield, little magic in, I don't know who you give credit to. Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it the offensive line? Is it defending Super Bowl champion coach Nick Sirianni?
Is the three offensive linemen lining up offsides or false start, whatever, for lining up in the neutral zone on the tush push?
Every once in a while, I'm just picking for the team that I want to win. I'm going to go Buccaneers.
And just let me be straight here. This is not a criticism of the tush push. I do not think it should be banned. But if you clearly have three offensive linemen lining up in the neutral zone, call the darn penalty.
So you're saying it should still be officiated? Okay, yeah. That seems fair.
It should still be a play. But as for me and my pick in this game, the Eagles at Tampa Bay, I'm riding Baker Mayfield.
Do it, man. Yeah, all right.
So I'm going with the Bucks.
Let's go. We got Browns and Lions, 1-2 Browns and 2-1 Lions. This was the most insightful thing, that the fact that even 11-year-olds know what's going on in the NFL.
Between the Browns and Lions, I'll take the Lions because they won last time.
Browns won last time, too.
Yeah, but the Browns suck.
It's hard to disagree with the kids. Listen. You're right?
No, I'm wrecked. He wrecked me.
As he should. I will take the Lions as well. I assume you're doing the same, Mr. Russ.
I am, because I still don't quite know how the Browns stood up and bit the Packers in the butt last week. But yeah,
who knows? Exactly. Just a couple more. Let's go Vikings at Steelers.
I'm not sure I can go on.
Both teams are 2-1.
The Steelers, because the Vikings can't win a Super Bowl.
Shots fired, man. I absolutely love it. I'm going to go Vikings. I like the Carson Wentz era, and it's very fun and easy for me to root against the Steelers. So I will go with that. And then, of course, we will wrap things up. You okay, bud?
No, I'm not, because the Browns suck.
Between the Browns and Lions, I'll take the Lions because they won last time.
Browns won last time, too.
Yeah, but the Browns suck.
And our final game that
I'm
we'll
taking
pick.
The Steelers, by the way.
No problem. Tonight's game is Seahawks Cardinals. I had to let him get this one in on the air.
Between the Seahawks and the Cardinals, I'll take the Seahawks because they're my favorite team.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Fair enough.
You know I'm doing the same thing. Go Seahawks.
I'm taking the Seabirds as well because I don't trust Kyler Murray as far as I can throw him, which, by the way, he's kind of little, so I kind of probably could throw him pretty far. But
I'm with it. Congratulations, bud. Nice win last week. If you want to play the pick'em and help us beat an 11-year-old at this stupid little game that we're playing, just go on to @FanHappyHour on X. You can find the Fans X page.
I'm so glad I didn't ruin that.
that Instagram.
Clip by listening to it first before the segment.
I didn't know you didn't listen to him. No, that's even better. You just download him.
We were getting late before the show. I was like, I just got to dump him in.
That, you know what? That is the best way you could have done it. Absolutely fantastic. Great job, Brandon. If you want to play along, just go and find the link to take your pick at Fan Happy Hour on X, Instagram, Facebook page, wherever. We're trying to get it up everywhere. We would love to get this thing as high as we can, but we will do one more for the road. We do it next. It's Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shots.
Welcome back to The Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool crimson mistress. Gotta go spell me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, dude. What are people saying now there, Mr. Rust?
On the old text line, we got P1 Win Diesel. Okay. Saying, I apologize if you've already talked about it and I missed it, but why do you thank Isaac at the end of the show?
What's that?
He asks why you thank Isaac at the end of the show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. God, I hate you. This is like Patrick and Danny's bit in the last segment of The Firm, where he just comes on and goes, "All right, we're done. Bye."
I can tell you the story. Isaac was in here and he goes, "How come you never thank me?" And I go, "I'll thank you." That was it. That's all the story.
Okay. I responded back to him and said, "Well, it's just kind of a bit because he always walks in during the last segment."
Yeah. He just goes, How come you never thank me? And I'm like, I can start thanking you. And that's it. That's all.
Let's see here. What else have we got on here? I saw something. Rufio on the YouTube chats. Bradley Blaylock sounds like a bad main character in a Michael Bay film.
It does. He really does. Or like an imaginary pitcher in, like, you know, go back to pick your movie, you know, the Major League or whatever. But yeah, it sounds like a
Major League. You mean something like this?
Might as well go win the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
I love that exactly. so much. I love that so much.
Yes.
All right. Anything else we need?
Oh, we're good.
All right. Let's do. One for the road. I was listening to some pregame for the Seattle Mariners yesterday, and Ryan Roland Smith, the Aussie Dreamboat, was talking about.
I want to hear Ryan Roland Smith go, "Oh, hey, now."
It would sound something like that. So he is talking about Josh Naylor and talking about the stolen bases. And I believe you and I have gone at length about how amazing it is that Naylor is stealing all of these bases. So he comes over and he was the first trade, but really the secondary guy. I think everybody was pumped about getting Gino back, and you kind of knew what you were getting with that. He's hitting all the home runs, and Naylor solidifies first base. And I think there's some confidence about that. He's a guy that puts bat to ball and all of that.
Yes, I think it's all very fair.
But then he gets to Seattle. He starts stealing bags left and right. StatCast has 570-some-odd qualified base runners, and it measures their foot speed. Josh Naylor is in the bottom 10 or so.
Wow.
So it is quite amazing. He has been picked off zero times, caught stealing zero times since he has joined the Mariners. He has 24 stolen bases. The whole thing is just great.
May I ask one thing?
Yes.
Has it been done yet when Josh Naylor just absolutely tags one and is a clear home run ball? Has Aaron Goldsmith yet gone, and he nailed it?
His nickname is Nails, so I'm sure it's probably been used.
So I don't watch
some,
enough Mariners baseball.
In some fashion. It's right there on the tip of the
tongue. Gotcha.
So Ryan Roland Smith is talking about how much of a team player it makes somebody like Naylor when he's stealing bases. And the reason that he brought that up is he was saying that you have to realize that nobody cares if you steal bases when it comes down to contract negotiations. This is purely a team effort. It is a guy going out there and going, I want to win this baseball game. If I get another 90 feet, I get to second base. That gives us a chance to score a run. When he goes, this is a free agent who is looking to probably sign the biggest contract that he will sign. He's 28 years old. This offseason is a big offseason. Scott Boras or whoever his agent is cannot go out and get him more money because he swiped 20 bags. If he's stealing 100 bags, I don't know if that makes a difference. But stealing these bags that he has done is purely because he wants to win baseball games. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where it gets to something that you have complained about on this show, I think at least a couple times.
Okay.
He equated it to a hitter going against the shift. He was saying, and he used Kyle Seager as an example, the great Seattle Mariners third baseman, who was a pull hitter from the left-handed side of the plate who was trying to drive the ball into the right field gap. And he said, everybody said, if they're going to shift on you, instead of grounding out to second baseman, why don't you drive the ball the other way or hit a little dinker? And this is why. It makes you no money. The reason that baseball players never fought back against a shift, according to Ryan Roland Smith, is because there was no financial incentive to do. Hitting a base hit the other way was good for your team, but it was bad for your pocketbook. And in the middle of July and going into the batting cage and spending a bunch of time working on something that's not going to make you any money is not the best move for a baseball player. So at least I have a reason for you. I never thought of it that way. And there you have it right there. Josh Naylor, team player, doesn't care about the money. I love this guy. All right. Seahawks football right here on The Fan. It's going to be next. Thank you to Jeff Russ. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to Isaac Rupp. We're done for now. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.